USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Steady progress is how the White House describes talks on raising the debt ceiling. And House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is also feeling good.
Where we were a week ago and where we are today is a much better place because we got the right people in the room discussing it in a very professional manner with all the knowledge and all the background from all the different leaders of what they want.
And from the traveling White House,
President Biden has been updated on negotiations between his administration and lawmakers regarding the potential government default during his G7 visit to Japan. This comes after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said earlier Thursday that he could see the path to an agreement. Congress needs to raise the limit to avoid the default as soon as June 1st, and Republicans are looking for spending cuts in exchange for their votes to increase the nation's borrowing limit. I'm Skip Kelly.
But the House Freedom Caucus wants to stop debt ceiling talks until the Senate passes the House bill that links the debt ceiling to budget cuts. As for the summit, leaders of the world's biggest industrial democracies have approved a new package of sanctions and export controls against Russia over the war in Ukraine. Some 300 people and organizations are now denied access to the U.S. financial system. And there's word of another leader coming to the G7 summit, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He's reportedly on a U.S. military plane bound for Japan. Title 42 is over and done with, despite attempts to revive the COVID-related immigration restrictions. The Supreme Court has rejected an appeal challenging Title 42's expiration. It's been a good morning for SpaceX. The private company successfully launched its Falcon 9 rocket from Cape Canaveral this morning. This one's carrying nearly two dozen Starlink communication satellites. An apology from Spirit Airlines to a Los Angeles family that was told they would all need passports to fly from L.A. to Puerto Rico. Since Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, no passport is needed. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
If Tiger Woods' former girlfriend Erica Herman wants more from Woods, it will be through private arbitration. A Florida judge has ruled the couple's non-disclosure agreement is valid in mandating a private arbitration. Herman's accused Woods of sexual assault during their time together. A big honor for one of Hollywood's biggest stars. Harrison Ford received a standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival for his time playing Indiana Jones. But the new film in the franchise got a lukewarm reception. You'll get to find out for yourself at the end of June when Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny opens in the USA. If you're a fan of Pappy Van Winkle and other rare expensive whiskeys, you know it's not so much the price but the availability that is the big challenge. In Oregon, the state's liquor commission has now come up with new rules on how its own employees can buy the good stuff. The Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission made news over employees scoring rare liquors at cost before they could make it to store shelves. It's a big weekend for NASCAR fans as an old track comes back to life. The historic North Wilkesboro Speedway in North Carolina will host the NASCAR Cup All-Star Race this weekend. Track's been closed since 1996. But has undergone a $22 million renovation spearheaded by Dale Earnhardt Jr. It's a small track, small capacity. Just 25,000 will get to see the race in person on Sunday night. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.